"Don't move," he said. "Stay right there." He ran upstairs to the bathroom and rummaged in the medicine chest for alcohol, cotton, and a Band-Aid. When he came back down, she was leaning against the refrigerator with her eyes closed, still holding her hand. He took her hand and dabbed at her thumb with the cotton. The bleeding had stopped. He squeezed it to see how deep the wound was. "It's shallow," he said. "Tomorrow you won't even know it's there." He hoped that she appreciated how quickly he had come to her aid. He'd acted out of concern for her. He thought that it would be a nice gesture on her part not to start up that conversation again, as he was tired of it. "I'll finish up here," he said. "You go and relax." "That's okay," she said. "I'll try." He began to wash the silverware again. "So," she said, "you wouldn't have married me if I'd been black." "For Christ's sake, Anne!" "Well, that's what you said, didn't you?" "No, I did not. The whole question is ridiculous. If you had been black, we probably wouldn't even have met. The only black girl I ever knew was my partner in the debating club." "But if we had met, and I'd been black?" "Then you probably would have been going out with a black guy." He picked up the rinsing nozzle and sprayed the silverware. "Let's say I am black and unattached," she said, "and we meet and fall in love.